And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup right here on 97.3 The Fan. Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa. We have Sean from Fisherman's Processing and FP Gourmet, Fish Pros the Market, and, of course, Don from Anza Knives, having a great time talking knives and filleting and about fish processing and fishing, of course.
You got it, buddy. Having a great time and great info today. If you want to join in the fun, it's been a very busy morning already. The phones are absolutely packed solid, but we've got another full hour to take your phone call, 833-288-0973. That's how you reach us on the Fan this morning. Again, 833-288-0973. And not only are we just taking care of all of your questions in the worlds of fish processing, cutting knives, the whole nine, we are also giving away such a killer prize at the end of the show today. And if you didn't hear at the beginning, today we're going to be giving away a 6-inch Fish Pro Series Anza custom-made fillet knife, and just the highest-end knife you could ever imagine putting in your hands, and something that you'll literally have. I mean, with recreational use like we have, you're going to have this knife for the rest of your life. You know,
oh,
and this
no
is
doubt.
A super high-end product. And Pete, like you were saying, it's an investment when you buy one of these knives, but it's one of those things that, you know, whether you get one knife and you have it for a couple of years, or you buy one knife that's a little bit more expensive and you have it for the rest of your years, and you have so much better use out of it. It's just an awesome product, and we're so proud to get to give this away. Again, if you want to get your shot at winning that 6-inch Fish Pro Series knife, 833-288-0973. Phones have been packed the first hour.
Absolutely, yeah. Keep on trying. You'll get just keep it ring. You'll be in the queue, and then when a line opens up, you'll drop in, and Adam will actually answer the phone because they're working.
Yeah, you can hear him now.
So that's good. So, Sean, I have a question. So before you were using these Anza knives, the Fish Pro Series at Fisherman's Processing, you were using a stainless steel knife before.
Correct.
And how long would you get out of a stainless steel knife?
Let's say like Raymond. Let's just take him for example, because that's the extreme. He would go through about four, maybe five knives a year.
Wow.
Jeez.
Like, because they just ground them down.
Yeah, ground them down to nothing.
Like, how long do you think this Fish Pro Series will last, right?
For Raymond, well, that's four times that, so it lasts him three to four times.
So he'll get a year out of one knife.
Well, one knife will last him a year.
Which is a lifetime for anybody else.
Yeah.
This Raymond's guy's cutting every day.
Exactly.
Yeah,
thousands of pounds.
Yeah.
Lots of cutting.
So, yeah.
You've told me some of those, you know, stats before, like what kind of poundage. When Fisherman's Processing is firing on all cylinders and there's a big long-range day, like, what kind of poundage are you moving through? Because these always blow me away.
When we have good-sized fish, you say over 30-pound fish, you know, especially in the winter and the big fish, but over 30-pound fish, we're about 2,200 pounds an hour.
An hour?
From a whole fish to a one-pound pack going out the door, 1 hour for 2,200 pounds of whole fish.
Wow.
Yeah.
Over
so
a ton an hour.
So what's your biggest day ever? You ever thought about that?
Yeah. Yeah. We had a 38,000-pound day.
Oh, 38,000-pound day.
Yeah.
That's a big day.
That's our biggest day.
Yeah, that's a good day.
Yep.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Was that winter or summer, fall?
It was in September.
Oh, fall. I was going to say fall.
38,000 right? pounds came through the door, and by the end of that day, there was 38,000 pounds that all got turned into perfect fillet, one-pound pack, vacuum-sealed, ready to go in the freezer, in the fresh.
Can't remember. I think we might have cut all that day, but some days the crew gets wore out. We're an hour 12. Everybody's done.
Oh, I can't imagine.
For safety reasons, we say, okay, this stuff can wait till the morning.
Sure. No, I get it.
So, yeah.
That just blows me away. So, that's the type of precision and speed these guys have.
So 38,000 pounds vacuum-packed and filleted turns into what pounds?
Still probably 10,200 pounds.
God. Yeah.
Yeah, wow. About a third.
About a third.
Generally a third, unless
by the time you trim everything.
Well, you know, you get up into the cows and stuff like that, you're getting more into the 35 to 38% there.
Okay. Yeah. So the bigger the fish, the more yield you get.
To a point. There's a limit to that, too. Like, you know, a 250-pound fish, you don't yield much more than a 350-pound. You kind of get to a point where that's it.
Yeah. Hey, Don, I'm looking at AnzaKnives.com, and it's a really cool-looking knife. And on your store, your online store, I see the Fish Pro series there, along with a lot of other really cool knives. Talk about, for a minute, some of the other knives. You do the gun shows. You do the Fred Hall shows. What are some of the more popular knives that Anza makes?
We have a SWAT knife that's more of a tactical piece that a lot of military and law enforcement use.
They're really cool.
They are. Well, you have one of those.
Yeah. They're made out of a file, right?
Correct. What we do... Because it's great steel, what we do is we take the file, we anneal it, we draw the brittleness out, we make it to where it's basically like a spring.
What's anneal it?
Anneal is a heating process. Uh-huh. And we don't get into everything we do with that.
Sure.
It's like KFC giving out their, you know, their chicken recipe. But we have to heat treat it, though. We have to do that because it's brittle by nature, a file is.
Right.
So we heat treat it, we make it to where it's like a spring. And what you end up with is a cutting machine. Mm-hmm. That is very, very strong, very durable, real easy to sharpen. And so we do that. We make a lot of skinning knives for, you know, hunting
Hunters,
and stuff like that. Oh, yeah. It's not uncommon to go through an elk and not have to sharpen your knife.
I mean, get out of here.
And I'm telling you right now. And then when you do it, it's real easy to put that edge back on.
Right.
Yeah.
So
just hit it with a steel, right?
Oh, yeah. Just hit it with a steel, a stone, and no problem. You're back in business. We also make them. We do a lot of custom knives, too. So we make them for collectors and we all, utility knives, a little bit of everything.
Okay. Yeah. And you have a lot of that on your website.
Yes, sir. Yeah, Pete.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It's really cool. And some of the history, too, is on there.
Yes. All the history of the companies on there, everything. So.
Yeah. 1095 high carbon. What is that?
It's tool steel.
Tool steel.
It's tool steel. It's high carbon tool steel.
Uh-huh.
And with the Fish Pro series, it's spring steel, but it's still 1095 tool steel.
Mm-hmm. So is that like that's like a grade of steel?
It is, yeah.
Uh-huh. Like a real high grade.
Yes, very high grade, and it holds an edge for a really long time. So.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, speaking of holding an edge and filleting and cooking, let's talk to Yanni from Fisherman'sBelly.com. Good morning, Yanni.
Hey, Yanni.
Good morning, gentlemen, and good morning to all the fishermen out there. You know, last time I called, Pete, you issued me a little bit of a challenge, and you asked me for a brand new fish collar recipe.
Yes.
Thank God for my good friend Dave Burton, who just went out to the Coronados and brought home some yellowtail collars. And it's funny, you know, on the trip back from the Coronados, while the deckhands were filleting up all the fish, the topic of conversation was fish collars. Everybody was really curious about how to cook up fish collars. So your request and your challenge came at a perfect time. I've got a brand new recipe that not only shows you how to grill up fish collars, but I go through the basics of summertime fish grilling. I'm telling you, this recipe is just packed full of tips and tricks so that you can not only grill up the most perfect fish collars, which are insanely yummy, but also for just grilling fish, period.
Why is a fish collar so good, Yanni?
You know what? That's an interesting question, and I'll tell you, there's two reasons. And it's just the way that God made fish. God made fish very, very tasty and very, very healthy. Fish collars are full of collagen and fish fat. Fish fat is full of omega-3s and omega-6s, which we all need every day of our lives. And fish collars are full of collagen, which is another protein that keeps our skin, our organs, our hair, everything healthy as can be. You know, so many women go out to the stores and buy collagen when they could be eating fish.
Yes, very, especially fish collars, which is fantastic. Well, of course, you have that recipe up right now at fishermansbelly.com, and we'll have it on our Angler's Table section of letstalkhookup.com very soon. Yanni, once again, you've met the challenge, and thank you very much.
You know, thank you for the challenge, Pete. We'll see you guys in a couple of weeks.
All
thanks, Yanni.
Appreciate that very much.
That was a perfect timing, as I remember when you challenged Yanni with that, but perfect timing having Sean in here, because I was never... a caller user, you know, mm-hmm. before. It was just one of those things that you'd cut the fillets off and that was that. But I got hooked on callers after Sean started Fisherman's Processing because, again, as they always do, they make it so easy for you. If you want your callers, you guys prepare them in the same fashion as everything else. They're clean and they're perfect and they're laid out in the bag and then they're vacuum packed. And then if you want to pull that thing out to make, you know, brush it in olive oil, brush it in teriyaki, that kind of thing. Like, I have become a huge fan of yellowtail collars because of Fisherman's Processing.
Yellowtail collars are good. So tell us how you prepare a yellowtail collar, Sean.
My favorite is white sea bass collars. If you ever get a white sea bass, don't pass on the collar there.
Okay.
And if you ever want your collars, you got to let our staff know that. It's not automatic. You just got to let us know, and we'll be happy to take care of it. I like mine in the Traeger, smoked for a period of time, usually about an hour, hour and a half, and I use our chili lime rub on it.
Ooh.
I put our chili lime, you know, a little bit of olive oil, a little chili lime rub on it, and just smoke it.
And then just pick the meat off the bone.
Once you get it to about 165 in the, you know, thick part of meat, and then you just go
caveman.
Go to it.
Straight caveman. There's forks are ever involved when eating a yellowtail collar.
Yeah. Just eat it.
Fingers go. It's
just
so
good. Yeah, indeed. All right, phones are packed. Let's go ahead and jump into it, Rick.
You got it, buddy. How about we talk to Mark? He's called us from Santee this morning. Good morning, Mark. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning, guys. This question is for Sean, and then I have a question for Donnie. I went to David's Docks, and I bought some jerky. And it was with a peppery taste in it. Can you tell me what kind of rub that was? And the other question for Donnie is, I've got a K-bar that I've had for years, and I have to shop it. I rub it against a stone like a million times to get it shop. Do you still have to shop in your knives going so many times over the stone?
I'll answer the jerky question, then I'll let you go. Our jerky comes in teriyaki, black pepper, and spicy. You probably had the black pepper, and it's just like a soy sauce base with black pepper. That's all that. That's the pepper jerky.
And you don't have to catch a fish. You sell this at Fisherman.
We sell all three jerkies in our market.
In your market.
So you don't have to catch the fish, or if you're in with filleting your fish, you can add to your catch a couple packs of jerky instead of doing a whole fish.
Okay.
You can just get a couple packs.
Yeah. All right. Very good. And of course the sharpening question.
Okay, I use a stone as well. So what I do is it's all about the angle. Like, all knives are different. We hollow grind our knives a lot, so when I do it, especially like if you're going to sharpen the Fish Pro series or some of our fillet knives, you basically really have to kind of lay it down, really. You got to watch out. You got to be real careful with it. What I do is, my grandpa taught me, old school, I do circles.
Okay.
So a lot of people don't do that, but when I do it, I put a little bit of oil on there and I do circles, but you got to watch that angle. With a K-bar, it depends on you know, what the thickness of the steel. So that's a big thing. But, you know, you can use a steel with a K-bar.
What's
works really
K-bar?
Good. K-bar is a brand of knife. It's like a military knife.
Okay.
Big knife.
Yeah. It's similar to our Ranger, you know, that we have. It's made out of a file.
Okay.
So it's very, very similar knife, like the old school K bars. I mean, they're good knives.
I know it's a very difficult thing to describe for the radio, but when you have your knife, or when you have your stone, you got a little bit of oil and you're doing your circles, are you making very tight circles on a particular part of the blade and then traveling up and down, or are you making like a larger circle which encompasses most of the point of the blade?
I do, and I know it's hard to see right now, but what I do is I'll just go little circles, mm-hmm. like this, and I'll work the whole edge with little circles.
Sure.
That's
but
what
keeping
I do.
The same angle is
that's
key,
right. The angle is key. That's a big thing.
So
right, it really is. And then there's different grits of stones.
Of
there's
course.
Different. You know, I use more of like a real fine, like almost like a surgical type stone that I use. You know,
and your circle might only be an inch or a half an inch around. And then you're making that circle all the way up and all the way down the blade.
Yeah, cover the whole edge.
So you do the circle up top, and then a circle a little below, and then a circle a little below that, and so on.
How do you, Sean?
Well, for the radio purposes, as a gauge, I like to use the analogy of, imagine a matchbook being mm-hmm. under the knife. And that angle of the matchbook, if anybody remembers what matchbooks are,
yeah, right.
Sure. But that's the angle. That's about a 15 to 18 degrees somewhere in there. If you're holding
that's
the matchbook.
That's a great visual, sure.
And then I don't do the circles. I do straight I go from the handle to the tip on one
two
pass.
With two
on
hands.
One pass. Yeah, two. Yeah, I hold the angle with my left hand, hold the handle with my right hand, and go the full length of the edge, mm-hmm. and then turn it over and come back towards myself. Do the same thing.
Okay, and you hold the angle by putting your thumb.
I kind of put my finger under the knife, and my finger drags behind the knife on the stone.
On the stone, so that way it keeps it constant.
I hold that gap.
Okay, all right.
That's a great visual. I got it. Yeah, that's
for
great.
Sure. Hey, Mark, hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up for the first time in quite the while. 833-288-0973.
Let's jump right back into him. Talk to John. John's calling us from Mira Mesa this morning. Hi, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, hey, good morning. This is a question for Sean. I was going through my pantry, and I came across an old pack of some seasoning, some rub that I got from you. And it must be a year and a half old. And I didn't see an expiration date on it. Is there a shelf life on your seasonings and rubs?
Not really. They're best fresh, but there's no real expiration date. As long as it was sealed, that's why we use those resealable bags. You can press all the air out of them, take and seal them, and they're good for quite a while. I mean, it is, you know, herbs and spices, so they don't really go bad.
Taste it, see how it tastes, right?
Yeah, you'll lose a little flavor if it's real old, but it's still going to be good.
Yeah, I'm so hooked on those things. I think that was such a smart thing that you guys did. It's such an easy thing to just kick on your fish before it goes onto the grill, before it goes onto the Traeger, and talk about a transformation, man. I love them. The sweet Cajun. Huge fan of, and then as of lately, like our biggest one, which I'm sure it's, you know, your smokehouse, it's meant for beef, I guess, but we put that on absolutely everything. That's the new favorite at our house.
That's what I was going to say, not just for fish. You know, a lot of people think since we're a fish cutting processing center, you know, that it's all about, all the rubs are for fish. Not at all.
Oh,
we cover pork, chicken, vegetables, you know, fish, of course, and in beef.
But they're inexpensive and so easy. Like, you just brush your product, a little bit of olive oil, and just dust those things on and kick it on the Traeger. And next thing you know, it's just transformed into this killer thing. Everybody freaks out about it. It's so easy.
It's so easy, and you can go to FP Gourmet, and I'll have them to you in the mail. They're cheap to ship. So if you're not going to make it in the shop, you just go on FP Gourmet, and we can ship them out. You'll have them in your hands within a couple days.
Probably the worst thing you could have done for us was make them available at Dana Landing. Because I'm in there once a week. That's where we keep the boat. We're always in there buying ice. And I saw that big pile of those things on the counter. I go, well, I'm screwed.
We
there we go.
Yeah, that's a good point. You can get them at Dana Landing now in Mission Bay.
Dana Landing's carrying them on the shelves. Yeah. They got the Wiggletail treats. They've also got all the whole selection of rubs.
Wiggletail treats are the dog treats.
The dog treats, dogs love them.
Dogs love them, Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Hey, be sure to check out this week's edition of Western Outdoor News, always loaded with great information. This week, it's a big insert about the big 2019 Los Cabos Tuna Jackpot Tournament. Fish hard, party harder.
That's their motto.
They're aiming for $1 million payday this year.
Crazy.
So we'll see if that happens. Check it out, this week's edition of Western Outdoor News.
Hey, with that said, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for your fishtope.com report, which today we're going to have with your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen. And this report is sponsored by the Fish Bros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, now with Fish Bros, the market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerkied fish, their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and the famous tuna burger, all at the convenient Liberty Station location, or better yet, order online at fishermansprocessing.com. Don't forget, as we just mentioned, spices and rubs now available at Dana Landing on Mission Bay, including the Poke Kit, which is another awesome one. That made life very easy, having that Fisherman's Processing Poke Kit. Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide's on the line. What's up, Dave?
Well, good morning, guys. Good morning. What another fun week of fishing, topped off with a little cherry on top yesterday for us on our boat. Let's see. Catalina, still going very, very strong, very good bass fishing on the backside. The whole backside of the island's fishing very, very good. There's lots of yellowtail over there, big barracuda on all the kelp lines. And then if you get lucky, you get one of those yellowtail. They're the nicer grade yellows over there, fish up to 25, 30 pounds. Then you jump along the coast, like Brian Woolley was talking about. Bass fishing on the coast is just ignited here in the last week because of the water, the cleanliness of the water cleaned up. And then look at the Clemente, went offshore a little bit yesterday and found a Dorado. Here it goes. We're going to, this the explosion. All the lawn tramp at Dana Point is going to be packed with people going Dorado fishing this week. So you better get down there early. And then my boss's wife wanted to go catch a bluefin yesterday, so I was like, you know, I don't know. It's not really going on that good right now, but we'll go give it a shot. We got lucky. We went out there, found a little spot of fish, put a natural flyer out there on the balloon, and got a bite in 10 minutes. She got her bluefin of a lifetime. She got a 205-pound bluefin yesterday. Took her 34 minutes to wind it in.
That's so cool.
On the Mac 130 with 200-pound braid. The thing never took an inch of line. We had 48 pounds of drag. You'll see the video on my YouTube channel. We never let that animal take a bit of drag. We took the life out of it right away and got it on the boat. So the meat was super nice.
Wow.
205 pounds in 34 minutes.
That's so cool. Nice going, Dave.
Yeah, we got lucky, Ricky. Once in a while, we get lucky finding that out there.
Yeah, once in a while. Yeah, right. That's cool. Well, that's great, Dave. Of course, Dave, always great information. And Danny's had all that information, fishdope.com. The guys have been keeping track of all. Catalina, Clemente, of course, Clemente's pretty much locked up this week. Doesn't seem like you're able to get in there this week, right, Dave?
No, that's the deal, man. It's locked up, so the sport boats are fishing over there at Santa Barbara Island. We didn't even talk about that. There's pretty good yellowtail fishing going on over there with the sprinkling of sea bass and very good calico bass fishing at Santa Barbara. You can see the counts. That's where the boats are fishing right now. But there's fish going on everywhere, Pete. We could talk about it for an hour here. So
yeah,
I just got a few minutes. I wanted to talk about my tuna because, you know me, I just always want to talk about myself.
Yeah, enough about me talking about me. Now you talk about me.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, okay, very good. Of course, Dave. Well, thanks a lot for that. And, of course, fishdope.com. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code to have an absolute must, and that is fishdope.com. And, Dave, how do we get you and all your great information?
Well, you guys can look at my website at yoursaltwaterguide.com. And also, I just want to throw a quick plug out there. CCA today, 4 to 8 o'clock, we're going to be doing that casino night down there in the harbor. CCA Casino Night, Kelly and I will be there. There's still some tickets available. You guys should be there. Support the sport fishing in California. Come to CCA Casino Night. It's going to be fun. I'll see you guys there. Have a great week. I'll talk to you next time.
All right. Thanks,
buddy.
Dave. Appreciate that. Hey, by the way, great video on bluefin tuna on the kite for sure. So keep that up on yoursaltwaterguide.com. All right.
Awesome. Thanks, Dave.
So they're very good.
All right. Well, the phones are absolutely packed solid. Everybody's excited to talk to the boys. Why don't we jump right back in and talk to Nate, who's calling us from La Mesa this morning. Hi, Nate. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Nate.
Thanks, guys. How are you today?
All good.
Good, good. Yeah, I got a question for Sean. Just curious what you guys use to rinse your tables and knives and everything when you're on the fillet line there. Kind of always heard that fresh water is not good for fish, so just curious what you guys do.
We use the fresh water. The bay water would be worse. So
yeah.
we stick with the fresh water. We try not to – we keep the table rinsed when the fish isn't on there, and that way we don't get a whole lot of water on the fish, but it's, a little water on the fish is never ruined.
But you dry it before it goes
– And we try to – we squeegee off the water and then fillet the fish.
What about the fish before you vacuum pack it? Is it pretty much dried off?
It's usually pretty dry and clean.
Yeah.
If it happens to have a bunch of scales on it and we have to rinse it off, that's fine. What really, really hurts the fish is if it soaks in water.
Soaks in fresh water.
Even its own juice.
Yeah.
Even it soaks in salt water or fresh water.
Yeah.
Soaking is not good for the fish, the meat at all.
Okay.
So the fish never soaks, but it could be temporarily rinsed and then patted dry with a paper towel or something like that.
You told me something years ago, or you told us on Let's Talk Hookup something years ago that I try to always employ is that, you know, don't worry about fresh water, you know, on the fish. Just make sure everything you're doing is clean. You know, if your board is clean before you make your cuts and your knife is clean before you make your next cut and your slab is laid down on a clean piece of table, then you don't need to worry about constantly, you know, using the hose. Then when you're done with that particular fish, you clean down the area and then you throw the next one up
there.
Exactly
right.
So you have always said that if you stay clean ahead of time, you won't need to worry about, you know, continually rinsing fillets or rinsing this and, you know, keep a rag, you know, when you're done making your cut, hit your knife on a rag and now that's clean again.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Just keep your work area clean and you won't have to rinse your fish off very often.
So a little bit of fresh water isn't going to hurt you.
Not in a quick bit. You know, you rinse it, you pat it dry.
Yeah, just don't soak it.
Just don't let it soak.
Yeah, that's key. All right, good question, Nate. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. You know, one of the other tips we've received from Sean before is defrosting your table ready made fish from Fisherman's Processing. Why don't you talk a little bit
about the defrosting? Boy, it was about 8 years ago. Yeah. Somebody explained it to me, and it was just like the light bulb went on. What the idea is, when you want to defrost your fish, you want to get it out of that plastic bag because you want the oxygen to start reacting to the fish, and that's where you're going to get your color back. You get the nice bright in your tuna. You're going to get nice, you know, bright red color back coming back to it. Get it out of that bag. You wrap it in paper towels, and then grab a plate and put a paper towel on the bottom, and put that wrapped piece of fillet that's still frozen on the plate and put it in the refrigerator and let it defrost in the refrigerator.
Overnight?
Overnight, maybe 2 days. Depending on the temperature of your, you know, how cold it is to start with and how cold your refrigerator is. And as time goes on, the paper towels are going to get saturated with fluid.
And that's the amazing thing whenever I do that. And this method works. It works amazingly well. How much moisture is drawn out of that frozen fish, which you don't think is in there?
I know it.
And if you let it defrost in the bag, that would cause...
It goes back to that soaking. It
soaks all up.
It goes back to soaking.
What we just talked about, soaking.
And it makes it taste a little more fishy.
And it messes with the texture of the fish.
Yes.
So if your paper towel is gum saturated and the fish is still defrosting, switch it out. Put fresh paper towels on there so you wick away as much of that moisture as you can. You let that oxygen get to it. You'll find, like, it'll almost be like the day you caught it.
It's crazy.
It's so good.
That was the best trick, tip, whatever you want to call it, you ever laid on us. That is, because we've all got a freezer full of fish, and that very easy little extra process makes such a big deal when it's hitting your plate at the end of the deal.
Absolutely.
No doubt about it.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Cookup coming away, including more of your jam-packed phone calls. You're listening to Let's Talk Cookup on 97.3 The Fan.
This is Captain Art Taylor of The Searcher. Celia and I and everyone at Team Searcher would like to thank all of our customers for a successful 2018 season. Are you searching for an affordable fishing adventure from 1.5 to 7 days in length? The Searcher has an outstanding crew, great food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2019 schedule is available now. Book your fishing adventure online at searchersportfishing.com or call our office at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
When it comes to Southern California sport fishing, two names stand out: Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern. We have the most complete selection of Shimano saltwater rods and reels, like Talica, Trinidad, and Tranx reels, plus Terramar and Therese rods. Our professional saltwater experts at Fisherman's Landing Tackle have the know-how to help you choose the right Shimano rod and reel for your next trip. When it comes to Shimano gear, you owe it to yourself to visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering great half- and full-day open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
How smart is your smart speaker? I'll tell you. It's smart enough to stream The Fan. Just say, play 97.3 The Fan. You can use your smart speaker to stream 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
Indeed. You want to get through. It's a busy day. 833-288-0973. All the lines are full right now. You have a chance to win that beautiful new Fish Pros 6-inch fillet knife that we're actually, today is the introductory day that we're debuting this beautiful knife series. And once again, Don, talk about the knife series real quickly. What's available now from Anza Knives and where we can get them?
Well, you can get them at anzaknives.com. We have all four of them available right now. So all four sizes, no problem. Just go on anzaknives.com and look there, and you can also get them down at Fisherman's Processing, too. They have them in stock as well. So yeah, whatever's convenient for you. But we're ready to go. I mean, I'm really, really excited about this series. It's been a lot of hard work.
Yeah.
And, you know,
four knives, right?
Yeah, four knives in the series. It pretty much covers everything that you really need. I mean, it
so
really does. I mean,
start with the 6-inch. Who would that be for?
We got the 6-inch. That's probably going to be one of our more popular ones, like we talked about earlier. That and the 8.
Okay.
So
the 6 and the 8 are pretty much the same, just 2 inches different.
You look at those and they have that sense of familiarity. You know, like this is very similar in shape to a knife that I've been using for a lot of years, only in a clearly much higher end product.
And then there's a 10-inch, right?
There's a 10-inch as well.
And who would use the 10-inch?
Well, you got John at Fisherman's Processing.
Yeah. Experience.
I use the 10 also.
Oh, you like the 10?
Yeah, for final trim.
Okay. You're
getting off little nitty-gritty pieces of stuff. Okay. Nice, long stroke.
You can make such
nice.
A huge, long piece of the blade. Yep. I could see that for sure.
And then, of course, the Raymond Special, we're going to call it. But it's the 6S, right?
6S.
Yeah. What is the 6S designed for?
You know what? That's just a great all-around knife. I mean, I can see not only filleting fish with this knife, I could also see maybe skinning out like an elk or something.
Sure.
I mean,
it's just, the field.
It's when somebody looks at it and puts it in their hands, I mean, it's like a really wicked design. You know, we've been making knives for a long time, and this is one of the craziest ones. I mean, our crew, when they were making them, my foreman came to me and he's just like, that's really hard to make, you know. So there was a lot of adjustments, and not only working with Fisherman's Processing on this, but also the crew at Anza. I mean, they're looking at it and they just go, what do you want?
I think,
okay.
I think we even had Charlie going, wait a minute.
Yeah, Charlie's like going, okay, well, if it works within the parameters of the steel
that's
that we're
funny.
Using, then let's make this happen.
And
that's what we did.
And it came out beautiful.
Well, thank you so much. I mean, it really was a lot of hard work, and I'm extremely excited about it. These are unrivaled to anything else. They really are.
That 6S reminds me a lot of the knife that the crew on the Royal Star like to use. Do you want to talk about another outfit that prides themselves in fish processing, gilling and gutting, taking care of their fish? And that shape or that style really reminds me of what I know Blake and all those guys on that Royal Star really like to use. That was the first thing that caught my mind. I was like, oh, that's the knife that those guys on the Star use. You know, it's very unique, you know. Us being regular fishing guys, that's not the shape, you know, very oblong of the tip that we're used to. But, you know, guys that really know their way around the knife all clearly really like it.
Yeah, they do.
Indeed. All right, let's jump into those jam-packed phones, Rick.
You got it, buddy. How about this time we talk to Gus, our old buddy Gus, calling us from Burbank this morning. Hi, Gus. Welcome to the show.
Yo, Gus.
Yo, you guys. How you doing?
Good morning, Gus.
Great. Gus.
I have a comment and a question. The comment would be regarding knife sharpeners. I am very inept at sharpening my knives. I have some nice knives. And when I try to use a steel rod, I can get it sharp, really sharp, on one side. And the other one kind of lacks sharpness. And so I have tried the electric ones and the... you know, a stone, forget about it. I'll be there all day and nothing will happen. However, there is one made by Chef's Choice that I like. It's a manual. It's a manual sharpener. It has two slots, one for putting on a starting over, you know, a new edge, and then the other slot would be for sharpening. And I have very good luck with this, and it's not very expensive. You can buy them for less than $10 at Williams Sonoma or most stores.
That's a good tip, Gus. Appreciate that very much.
Yeah, it's a good one. Any input on that?
I think I know what he's talking about. It's just the thing. It's carbide, and you, you just drag the knife across it. Eats up the steel a little bit, but they work. He's right. Yeah. It's a quick, easy way. If the stone's not going to be your choice, then yeah, why not?
Go that way. All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning, Gus.
How about Brian Westminster up next on Let's Talk Hookup? Good morning, Brian. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Brian.
Got a question. I got a question for Don. Don, if we miss like your kind of display table at some of the gun shows or some of the events you're at, do you have a showroom where you can come down and visit and look at touch the knives?
We do. We have one in El Cajon, 9380-C Bond Avenue, and it's in El Cajon. We're a manufacturing facility out there. We don't have a lot of inventory out there, but we have two display cases. And we're definitely going to be having the Fish Pro Series in there if you want to go out there and do it. But what I would do is I would give us a call first because our hours are kind of weird. And our phone number is area code 619-561-9445. So call first. But if you want to come in and check things out and buy some stuff there, no problem.
Now, you have some shows coming up, right? A couple gun shows?
We do. We have Crossroads of the Rest coming up. In a couple of weeks, I believe it's the 17th and 18th of August.
And so where is that?
That's in Costa Mesa.
Costa Mesa, okay. Yeah, so that's right near you there, Brian. You could go see him at Crossroads of the West.
Absolutely, and we'll have the Fish Pro Series there. We sell a lot of fillet knives in that area too, because that's a big
fishing area.
Orange County is a huge fishing area.
So a lot of stuff there, but you can go there as well, and we'll be at the Fred Hall shows so too.
Yeah. All right. Very good, Brian. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Don't forget. This coming Saturday, it's August 3rd, believe it or not.
Crazy.
And it is going to be our next San Diego County Ford Dealer Live Remote. It's good. North County Ford, great location there, right off Highway 78 in Vista. Your next chance to qualify for that big prize, the fly down, fly back trip on the Royal Star, and tickets on Alaska Airlines to go fishing down there for 4 days on the Royal Star. Also have a chance to win a trip on the Blackjack and AFCO gear and Shimano rods and reels, Maui Jim sunglasses. So come on down. This coming Saturday at North County Ford, Ken Corwin from Ken Customs Reels will be there. We're going to have a lot of fun, a lot of giveaways, the casting contest, and more. Just off Highway 78 in Vista, that's this Saturday at North County Ford. Don't miss it.
All right, phones are packed up. Let's jump right back in. Talk to Jonathan. Call us from Chula Vista this morning. Hi, Jonathan. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Great.
Sorry if it's a little loud. I'm calling you all from the gym here.
All right.
So my question is just, I heard the recommendation to leave the fish on ice for a day. Sometimes I heard even maybe 2 or 3 days, but if I'm going to get them processed, is it better for the meat to have the fish whole intact? Or I know some of the guys on the boats like to gill and gut before we bring in to you guys. So what kind of yields the better meat?
Good, great question.
I always say if it's going to be more than 3 days before processing, gill and gut's necessary. It's like you have to do it. Inside of 3 days, it's optional. I think bleeding's the only thing that's absolute no matter what. Bleed your fish. I like
so overnight, not necessarily gill gut.
Under 3 days, I wouldn't even worry about gill gut. I like the fish to be kept uncut because then none of the meat's exposed to water. Remember, we don't want to soak our meat in water. It'll ruin the meat.
Right.
So the less cutting on the fish, the better. For the first 3 days, gilling gut, it's nice to get all that out of there if it's going to sit for a while. But if you're very experienced in gilling and gutting and you know what you're doing, go ahead and gill and gut if you want to do that. But I've seen so many people do it poorly, and it ruins the meat because they just expose way too much meat when they do it.
Gotcha.
So if you really know your stuff, then go ahead. But if you don't, if you're not sure, then just leave it alone.
That brings up a question that I thought we were, you know, that with the way you described that, you know, we thought we were always doing good, but maybe not the case. When we catch a bigger bluefin, we do a gill and gut just like the sport boats would, mm-hmm. where we remove the gill rakers, we make one cut at the back of the fish where we kind of pull the intestine down and cut it and pull the whole gut pile out in one shot.
Perfect.
So, but then we rinse the fish out, we try to get it, you know, as clean as we can, we get all the blood out, but then we grab our ice and we pack our belly cavity full of ice. Is that now a negative to the belly, because now all that ice in theory is going to be, you know, melting at some point, or once that's encased in ice, that ice stays frozen? Like, is it better to do that to try and get the heat out, which was our theory, or are we better to leave the belly hollow and, you know, not have the inside kind of soaking in that melt ice?
No, the way you guys do it is exactly, you're the kind of guy that needs, that can do it and do it right. The membrane on the inner of the belly will protect the meat,
okay.
So you're not exposing it. Your only exposures down around the anus of the fish, mm-hmm. where you cut the and get the entrails out, and you're getting the gills out. You're doing it the right way. Minimal exposure to the meat. Almost zero.
Gotcha. Because that inner skin.
Yeah, and you don't want to open the whole belly cavity.
That's what I see a lot of people do. Yeah. They go from the sickle fin all the way up to the collar.
Yeah.
And they open it up and they pull everything out. That way, that's where you start. You just ruin your belly meat.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about bleeding for a second. What's the best way to bleed? You catch a fish, hits the deck. What's your best way to bleed?
The easiest way is just take a couple gills and just clip them. And you know, a lot of people put it upside down in a bucket and they do all kinds of stuff, but let the fish bleed out.
Yeah, but just clip a couple gills and that's going to do the trick. You don't need to make a slice in the tail.
Yeah, some people do all that kind of stuff. Just for most people, just to make it easy.
Not necessary.
Maybe some gills on both sides of the fish, you know, really get it bled out good.
Yeah. I really like those. We have the ones in the shop from Cloud. They're shears, you know. That's just about replaced a pair of side cutter dykes on our boat is those, like, heavy-duty scissor-style shears. Because, one, they cut, you know, they cut Spectra and they cut Mono so good, but they're great for that. You know, you get a yellowtail on the deck, you can just reach in real easy. One clip, you can cut through all the gill rakers. And we usually throw them in a bucket. One, I mean, in our mind, they probably bleed out better. But honestly, more than that, it's just cleaner. You know, like, then when you're done, the fish is out, and you just dump the bucket over, and you don't have all the blood to deal with on the deck that's getting dry.
For sure. Jonathan, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
How about next up, we talk to Cliff. Cliff's calling us from Lakewood. Hi, Cliff. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, guys. Great show. A lot of good information today.
Thanks.
I have a question for Sean and for Don. Sean, on your smoked cheese, you guys got me hooked on that stuff. I love it. I was wondering what temperature you guys use and how long, and do you have to have it in a certain size? And then for Don, my wife loves her red-handled little 3.5-inch paring knife. She uses that thing every day. But my 7.5-inch or 7.25 flay knife, I got some black spots on it, and I use Scotch-Brite to try to get it off. Is that the best way? And also, I use Spyderco. It's got a sharpening stone setup that I use to maintain the angles, and it's got two different stones, a fine and a soft one. Is that a good way to sharpen my knives? All of them come with heat, right? Or the heat?
They do, yeah. We also have our Fish Pro series is going to come with a plastic guard, so no one gets cut and shipping.
They're that sharp.
They are that sharp, but going back to use and care, if you have the spots on there, that little SOS pad, you know, the little Scotch-Brite, is perfect. If you're going to leave one of these in the sink and you get back to it in a week or whatever, they may have a spot or two on there. But what we're doing with the Fish Pro series is we're bluing them. So we're putting a finish and a coat on there. You still have to oil it. So I'm not going to say you don't have to do that, but you're not really going to see those spots as much as you do with one of our other fillet knives. But a good way to do it, though, is if you leave it in the sink or whatever, you want to just take that little Scotch-Brite pad, hit it with it, wipe it down, let it dry, put some oil on it, and you're good to go.
That's cool.
That's it. It really is that easy. If it gets real bad, you can use some really fine steel wool, but... You know, the key is use and care here. You know, wipe them down, let them dry.
I use that Spyderco sharpener, too. It's a kind of a vertical blade. Mike Lum actually turned me on to that, and it actually works pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it's easy, right? And it keeps an angle easier.
And fast.
Yeah, and fast. Yeah, yep. Goes quick.
To answer his question on cheese real quick, you got to keep it under 80 degrees or you're going to have a... grilled cheese sandwich. Trust me, when I was learning how to do it, I had a lot of grilled cheese sandwiches.
I'll bet.
And then the second question was, we do batches about, pound-wise, probably about 60 pounds at a time. And was there another part of the question?
I think it was just how big of a block does it need to be able to be smoked?
Oh, I cut them into, like, meal size is what I kind of go with, because if you do a big block, then you... The cheese in the middle doesn't have the smoke flavor. Mm-hmm. I like I like this little smaller block so you get more smoke flavor
around
it.
More penetrated.
Oh, and then how long is he asked? He asked. And what I do is I go by visual. I watch. I smoke it until it looks right. So I don't have a set time in mind. I just smoke it till it has a nice golden color to it. But I got to keep it under 80 degrees or it'll melt everywhere.
There you go, Cliff. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Mike in Rosemead is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Thank you very much for taking my call. I got a quick question. Are there any cutting boards better than others, like, say, bamboo and natural wood, compared to, like, the plastic types?
We stick with the plastic types for us. I know some of the wood ones, they're more porous, and they might take in, you know, more of the things you don't want in there. They could grow. But I know some of the tannins keep bacteria from growing and stuff like that. But we go with the plastic. It's recommended by the FDA and everybody. And they're easy on the knives. So, yeah, that's what we use, that kind of that white cutting board material.
Okay. And like you say, with wood, it can absorb some of the stuff.
Yeah, it can be porous. And it also kind of chips away more than plastic wood.
Yeah.
Again, you know, it's worth commenting. When you walk into Fisherman's Processing, that place is surgical clean every time. And I'm sure it's easier for cleanup. It's the biggest highlight that a place can do nothing but cut fish all day long, every day. And you walk into it in the afternoon, and it doesn't smell like fish. It's like you know you're doing it right.
Yeah. I mean, it smells like fish, but I don't smell it. But
yeah.
Everybody says it smells like fresh fish.
There you go.
Which is nice.
That's it. Yeah. Mike, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
How about Tim in Long Beach up next on Let's Talk Hookup? Hi, Tim. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Hey, Don, I just got to tell you, my daughter Hannah and I, we love our hands and knives. They're great. It's great steel. We're using them from everything from butchering to food prep and, you know, just a little bit of care by washing them off in a little oil, and they're perfect.
Wow.
Well, thanks. We really appreciate that. I'm glad.
Sounds like you really use them.
Oh yeah. I mean, good Lord, they just keep going. I barely had to sharpen them at all.
That's the thing, is that the high carbon steel, they hold the edge longer.
That's right. They hold for a very long time. I'm glad that you like our product. I mean, it's and you're buying U.S. made too. I mean, it's mom and pop, and we're a local business in San Diego. But, yeah, we're definitely going to be doing the Fred Hall show, too, up there. So
again, that's the problem with that six-inch Fish Pro series is, like, when you have a good knife, it's the only one you grab. You know, like, when you know you have a better knife in your drawer, that's what you're always going to. And I'm so hesitant because I'm going to buy that knife for sure. And, like, you know, like, once one goes down, you know you're going to end up buying the whole series. Like,
yeah, for sure. Tim, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Nice comments. I appreciate that.
How about we jump back in and talk to Bill? He's calling us from Chula Vista this morning. Hi, Bill. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Sean and Don, thank you guys for producing a great product.
Just want
to give you guys a little bit of a heads up. Ricky, like yourself, I spend time up in the Northern Sierras, and I just got literally back last night. So I don't know how it was for you, but I was up by Bridgeport, up by the Twin Lakes, Buckeye Creek, and Robinson Creek. And the water levels were a lot higher than I've seen in the last 5 years. So just as a heads up, if you guys, anybody's going up there, I took 5 grandkids, so that was amazing.
Yeah,
nice. Yeah, it was different. Fishing is still tough. They're not stocking, which that's fine with me, but the browns were about 2.5 in Robinson Creek, 2.5 pounds. Little other rainbows scattered throughout the lakes. The Twin Lakes were doing really well. It was just a great time. And if I may, Don, and can we go up to the shop in El Cajon sometime and see your shop and see you guys at work and how you create the blade?
You can do that, but you definitely call first. You know, area code 619-561-9445, because if we're really busy, Charlie's going to be like, well, you may want to come back at this time. And, you know, we will let you look around the shop and stuff like that. But definitely call first, though.
All right. That's really nice.
Yeah. That's cool, Bill.
All right. Thanks a lot for the phone call and the report from the High Sierra, too. Appreciate that.
There is an impressive, as we all know, there was an impressive amount of snow in the Eastern Sierra this year. I mean, there's still, the runs are still happening right now, which is a trip to me that when you're going up to the top of the hill, there's some guy flying down the other direction of the mountain bike because it's 80 degrees. There's another guy walking up the hill with his board and full snow gear on. And then there's us driving right through the
mountain's still open.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Like, I mean, literally, Dallas and I were joking as we were going up the hill because we wanted to go, you know, down on to the other side there in the valley. Like, we had our fishing rods going one direction, passed by another guy with a snowboard gear going the other way, and then another guy shooting down the mountain on a mountain bike the other direction. Like, it's everything's happening at once right now. It's firing on all cylinders.
And they're having record runoffs, too. They haven't seen the amount. I know Tahoe said that they haven't reached the levels they have in Tahoe in 26 years.
Some of the lakes in the, again, I'm new to this whole thing, so I'm not, I don't have a ton of experience to draw from, but some of the lakes in June, like, I didn't recognize them because they were so full of water. Yeah. It's really
like
cool
Grant,
up there right now.
Grant's a spillway, and it's like, I've seen it like almost empty, and now it's like almost full. Like,
it's really
almost
cool.
Spilling. Yeah. A sight to see.
It's awesome.
No
for
doubt.
Sure. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including the big winner. We're going to find out who's got themselves a brand new 6-inch Fish Pro Series knife from Hands and Knives. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way right here on 97.3 The Fan.
2 years ago, Gamakatsu set out to develop a hook light enough for live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin. The answer? The Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. Most captains agree the Gamakatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with the introduction of the Nautilus HD, no matter how big the tuna, Gamakatsu has a hook to handle it. The new Nautilus HD is now available with solid ring or standard hook. Get it now at select tackle shops and start getting bit.
It's Yamaha's Power the Summer sales event. For a limited time, eligible new 90 to 300 horsepower 4-strokes include 2 free years of Yamaha extended service. And eligible 2.5 to 75 horsepower 4-strokes include up to $500 in dealer credit. Visit your local Yamaha outboards dealer today. Yamaha. Reliability starts here. Offer ends August 30th, 2019. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. 24-month Yamaha extended service added to 36-month factory limited warranty. See authorized Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
The warm weather is here, and our lakes and rivers are brimming. Just remember, if you love California and you love to boat, please wear your life jacket. And make sure everyone with you puts one on, too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Tired of asking your smart speaker for the time? How about using it to listen to the best sports talk in town? Just say, play 97.3 The Fan. You can use your smart speaker to stream 97.3 The Fan.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. The big winner, 6-inch Fish Pro Series from Anza Filet Knives. That is going, or Anza Knives, that is going to Nate in La Mesa. Nate, congratulations.
Lucky
you are
guy.
So stoked. You've got a lifetime knife that you just won. I can't wait. I'm gonna Fish Pros deal with myself.
And you're already selling. The guys just called you from the shop. So where are the knives? The guys are walking into Fish Pros,
they're,
right?
They're already getting sold. I've sold 2 just while we've been on the air.
So if you want one, of course, you have them at Fish Pros the Market.
Fish Pros the Market or fpgourmet.com. You can go online and buy them.
And, of course, all your spices and rubs and everything like that.
All
and, of course,
online. And the phone number there is 619-255-3128. My email is Sean, S-E-A-N, at fishermansprocessing.com.
And, of course, when you want the finest table-ready fish processing, One choice is Fisherman's Processing.
We have Instagram, FP Gourmet. We have Instagram, Fisherman's Processing. Same goes for Facebook.
Yeah, so all that.
And keep up with all what's going on in the docks and then in the market. Our fresh fish alerts are real helpful.
Oh, yeah.
You know what kind of fresh fish we have.
Oh, yeah. Like you had that white sea bass for a while.
I saw swordfish this week.
Usually every Thursday, Friday, we put out our fresh fish alert. You can stay up to date if you friend or follow us on those Instagram, Facebook accounts.
Don, somebody wants an Anza knife, whether it be the Fish Pro Series or any of the knives, how do we find you?
AnzaKnives.com.
AnzaKnives.
We got them in stock right now, so no problem. And you can see us at any of the trade shows too. A lot of the gun shows, and we'll have more information on that too.
Next one's the one at Crossroads of the West in Orange County, right?
Yeah, Orange County. That's coming
in August.
Yes.
Yeah, and you're always there.
Yes.
Yeah, and
we're
of course you'll be at the markets and stuff. But yeah, thanks Don. Thanks for all you do. Thanks Sean.
Really fun.
Thanks for
all
you
guys.
Do.
Thank you.
And thanks to Brian and of course Adam for doing such a great job here in the studio. And next Saturday, live from North County Ford and Vista, Mr. Ken Corwin from Ken's Custom Reels will be our guest. That's going to be a great time. Live from North County Ford and Vista this coming Saturday. And then next Sunday, Brad and Ken from Make-A-Wish Tuna Challenge right back here in the Fan Studios. We'll see you next week, 7 to 9 a.m., right here on 97.3 The Fan.